TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
All right, we're back. All manner of awful things couldn't stop us this week. Funerals, hospitals, and were the worst of all, in-laws. Too soon?
No, you're not soon enough.
Too tsunami.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week, I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
I had kind of wanted to stay away from the hospital because the hospitals here, as we've previously discussed on the show, are fucking overcrowded still. They're way overloaded thanks to the pandemic, which at this point means thanks to unvaccinated fuckers. And it always happens. Like, it wrecks my intestines to wake up that early.
Wrecks them guts.
Yeah. My guts
wrecks
are...
Wrecks in effects.
Yeah. They are not morning people, my intestines. Yeah, shit's grim out there. It really fucking sucks.
Speaking of really fucking sucks, Noah and I saw Venom.
Nice segue, Tim.
And when you hear this sound, that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast. Welcome to Evil CackleCast.
Sounded like Noah was trying to lean into the...
What is your name?
Oh, I thought he was going for like... Welcome to Tan... Casket. We hope ghoul love to hear our... Pod... Casket. That really is not a lot of pun options with podcast.
How about podcast?
Oh, that would have been great, but I'd already committed to the word pod.
Oh. Pod
so
people?
I'm in fact not the Crypt Geeker or Keeper. Neither one. I am Tim, the T in TanCast.
He only looks like the Crypt Keeper.
Oh,
he's that's not a keeping anything. You know what? He's a sexy little goblin man, okay?
He is a sexy little goblin
man. Yeah, I'm not
man.
Nearly as skinny as the Crypt Keeper. Anyway, I'm Tim the T in TanCast.
Sorry, that's me. I'm Andy the A in TanCast.
Yeah, get it right, Andy. I'm Noah the A in TanCast. I paused because I was being funny.
Whew. Well, it's like we haven't missed a step.
Yeah.
Right back into it.
It's like we never left, guys. It's like we never left.
No, we didn't miss a step. We missed the whole flight.
We missed the first step and just started falling all
yep.
the way down.
Yep.
Oh, my shoe. I'm halfway down.
Where's the landing?
So, let's start this week off with some kudos.
Okay.
I don't think we have a jingle for that. We're very negative.
No, it's an email.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay.
There you go.
I mean, that's good. It's good as any.
This is an email to TanCast. It says, hi, guys.
Oh, so we're starting off with listener email.
I said it's an email just now. I guess you didn't hear
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here.
TanCast, listener email.
That jingle's 13 years old.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That jingle
you came up
is
when we first started it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Good job, Tim.
Thanks.
You're doing it.
I did it.
Don't let anyone tell you different.
I don't listen when they do.
Anyways, wait, has this guy emailed before? Wait, hold on a second. Let me look at something here. No, I don't know. Anyways, so this is from Sean. He says, "Dear Tim, Andy, Noah, Tancast, I've been a longtime listener and just wanted to show my appreciation for all you guys do. I think I've been listening for at least 5 or more years. You guys have made car rides, walks, and work time so much more enjoyable. Also got me through some low times dealing with moving away and growing up and becoming a dad. Congratulations. I don't know how recently your dad you are. Maybe you got newborn like one of our other listeners. I don't know. So thank you for all the enjoyment. It really does mean a lot to a lot of people like me and who you might not know about, but we are out there. Keep up the good work. Sean, P.S., my wife."
So yeah, thank you, Sean. Maybe he has an 8-year-old newborn.
Thank you for listening to our jibber jabber. Yeah. I was talking about this with somebody that, you know, people find our jibber jabber like, I don't know, helps them and shit. And thank you.
People find our jibber jabber helps them and shit.
But I'm like, oh yeah, that's also the times are in. Or maybe, I think I was talking with you when we hung out.
I was like, yeah, it was when we were out. Having a good time.
Having some brewskis. But yeah, I'm like, this is the time now where just anyone can like get the voice out there and someone will be like, yes, I need to hear this right now. Or, this made me laugh or, whatever it may be.
Yep. And like,
or
14
thanks
people.
To the comment section, this is the point where everybody can be like, you suck.
What do you do with your life?
Why are you the way that you choose to be?
It reminds me of like years and years and years ago. I think the video's still on there. Like on when I first created like my YouTube account, like I posted like some little test video that was just like a video of my room. And the person was like, "You wasted 5 seconds of my life or something." I was like, I don't know. I feel like you wasted 5 seconds of your life. Like, I don't know what enticed you to watch this video. I did not like try to like clickbait you or punch it up.
It wasn't like I turned the camera on my room. You won't believe what happens next. Just said test.
You know what? I haven't thought about that fact that, that you did that and that person reacted that way in years. But now I think about it, I bet that person was just being super thirsty. I was like, ooh, someone's room. This is intimate. This is someone's bedroom. I wonder if it's a hot girl. And it's like, no, A, it's a dude. And B, here's his TV. Here's 4 seconds of his dresser.
Yep.
They were 4 great seconds.
They were. It was a quality dresser.
But I left that video up, so it'll live in posterity.
Yep.
long after I'm gone, that video will be there.
Should I link it in the show notes so everybody can see?
Sure, if they want.
Yep.
And then counterbalance it with
you
positive
comments.
You can
also waste 5 seconds of your life.
Maybe get it trending on YouTube. I'm kidding. We can't get anything trending.
I mean,
I don't know, Tim. This week, my family went viral.
No. Was it a virus?
What was that?
I said, what is it? Was it a virus?
It's pretty clearly a virus.
Okay.
What's the difference between a virus and germs?
Germ is a... Germ means like seed. So germ is a kind of a catch-all term for stuff that can infect you. But like stuff that can infect you could be a virus. It could be a bacteria. It could even be what's the word I'm looking for? Spores. Fungi.
Hey, I'm a fungi.
Yeah. I apologize. I mean, I know I struggle with English, the only language I speak on a normal basis, but as listeners can probably tell from my voice.
You're a sexy bitch.
Yeah, I'm a sexy, sexy bitch man. I haven't been sleeping well.
Yeah.
For reasons we'll get into when we talk about how the fuck my week was.
Well, now's a good time as any.
All right. Well, I guess I teased it with saying I went viral. I know you guys got other shit to say about your weeks, plural as well. So I'll try to be kind of brief.
My week has been woefully uneventful compared to you two guys.
Well, Tim's had some shit go down. And I still want to hear from you, Noah.
I was like,
So about a week and a half ago, my in-laws came out to visit for the first time in almost 2 years, thanks to the pandemic. had good times with them. We went up to a little town in North Georgia called Helen. That's all done up. It's a little tourist trappy that like the town decided, kind of at random, like, hey, you know what would be fun is to be like an alpine village and then like just fully lean into this German thing. It's like, was it settled by German people? Nah, not really. Was it always like a German town? No, doesn't have a German name. Unless Helen's a German name. No, it doesn't. But like it looks like a Bavarian village, and it's up where like the Chattahoochee River comes out of the mountains. It's very pretty up there. And it's a fun little walk. It's like a, you know, small quaint place, and there's lots of beer and like some German food to eat and shit. So we went up there and had a good time, you know, like since there's a pandemic on, being like outside and doing like a lot of kind of outdoor activities in very, very pleasant early fall weather was really nice. Yeah, so we did some other stuff with them, just, you know, kind of at their house, hung out, and then we went to go see Caitlin's grandparents, Drew's great grandparents, in Charlotte. That was a little rough. I don't know. I'm a bad friend. I can't remember if either of you have. Oh yeah, Tim, I do. I'm sorry. I know you have. Dealt with family members who have Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia.
Yes.
Is the end of that sentence. I've had that in my own family, and Caitlin's grandmother is, she's still able, like they're in a, like an assisted living facility. Mm-hmm. So there's regular check-ins, there's memory specialists and stuff on site to help out and to work with them. And for the most part, her grandfather, even though they're both 88, her grandfather is still, you know, kind of able to keep up with everything and to look after her and sort of guide her through stuff. But it was sad to see, you know, how rapidly stuff has progressed and, you know, kind of what she's lost. She's still able to interact, but like she'll say stuff kind of out of the blue that just doesn't make a lot of sense. So. I think it was.
In fairness, hard. I'm like that, and I don't have dementia.
You're just totes random, right? How silly.
Totes.
Yeah.
My goats.
Yep. Yeah. So we knew it was going to be kind of hard on Caitlin's mom to see her parents because, you know, granddad at 88, he's also kind of he's hunched, and it's clear that he's not doing so great, but he's still feisty and he's still, you know, keeping shit together. So overall, I think there was some bittersweetness to that visit, but I think it was okay. So the night that we stayed over in a hotel near there, that night Caitlin started to deal with some, like some runny nose, scratchy throat kind of feeling. And she's like, oh shit, I think I'm getting sick. And I started to feel a little tickle in the back of my throat. I thought it was just, you know, like the air-conditioned air inside the hotel and the other stuff that we'd been around that day. You know, I just figured it was probably old people smells irritating the back of my throat or something. No. So she woke up the next morning and like it was pretty clear that she was sick. So we went back to see them for lunch, but she stayed like on the other side of the room from them with her mask on most of the time. I stayed on the other side of the room too. And that part of the visit was, you know, kind of just short, like had lunch, said goodbye, got on the road. So we got home on Thursday night and Caitlin was feeling pretty rough. Got up Friday morning, Drew had spent the night with his grandparents and Caitlin's like, man, like it's hard to take a full breath. Like it hurts just to breathe in this much. You know, I checked for, you know, like any signs of like blue tinging on the lips or whatever. Cause I know the last time that she'd had pneumonia, she'd had that. So she sort of, you know, just tried to see if it was just like congestion and kind of settled overnight. And if, you know, maybe coughing a bit and you know, being awake and sitting up and taking breaths would help. And it didn't. So we got her set up, scheduled for a COVID test and for an exam. the urgent care that we went to, their website was super fucked up. So what we accidentally scheduled was a well COVID exam. So when we got there, we got treated instead of like people who had called ahead, we got treated like walk-ins. So we had to wait in the car for about an hour, just hanging out, watching TV. Before they called her in. And then when they called her in and they like listened to her chest and everything, they're like, oh yeah, you need to go to a hospital. So I felt like a fucking failure because if I had just taken her straight to the hospital rather than arriving at the hospital at like, you know, 4:15 on the other side of an expensive ambulance run as she had, I could have had her to the hospital at like 3 hours earlier. Part of the reason we went to urgent care is because even though she'd had pneumonia before and they'd been able to treat it at the urgent care, they just did steroids and antibiotics and did like a breathing nebulizer treatment. And they were able to get her O2 stats up just in the urgent care enough where it's like, oh, yeah, you're okay to go home and then just take these pills and do this inhaler however many times a day. And if you start to feel dizzy or lightheaded or whatever, like come immediately back or else go to the hospital. But you know, it was like, as soon as they did all the breathing treatment stuff before, it was fine. And she bounced right back. So I had kind of wanted to stay away from the hospital because the hospitals here, as we've previously discussed on the show, are fucking overcrowded still. Like they're way overloaded thanks to the pandemic, which at this point means thanks to unvaccinated fuckers. Also, I figured there's going to be fewer people in the urgent care, and the people who are there are less likely to be there because of COVID. So I was kind of like, if she's got a negative COVID test, then she is in less danger at the urgent care than she would be at the hospital. So I was kind of, you know, playing for that as well. So it really is. It's like I beat myself up, but it's like that's 20/20 hindsight, and I kind of got to recognize that at the time I was doing the best I could with the available information. But they spent the first 2 hours while she was in the hospital, kind of shuttling her in and out of some early like imaging and diagnostic stuff. Did a chest CT, did some X-rays, drew a bunch of blood. I don't remember what else they did, but like, there were some other tests that they did. Oh, and also like just tracking her vitals on and off oxygen to like see where her O2 was. And she was on oxygen the entire time. I got there at like 5:30, 5:45, something like that. So she'd been there for about an hour and a half. But she had told me, like, don't bother coming until it looks like I'm going to get a room. Well, they had taken her into a room, and she didn't realize that it was, like, a temporary room thing and that they were going to put her back out in the lobby for a while. So I get there, and they very quickly put her and I back out in the lobby where we sat 4 hours. So from, like, 6 o'clock or something like that until about 2 a.m., we're sitting in the lobby, and multiple times over that time, we check in and we hear, you know, it should be real soon now. You know, we're very overcrowded. And then we got to 11 o'clock at night, and they said, yeah, she's been here for 7 hours. She is now the longest wait for an ER bed. So she'll be up next. And 3 hours after that, it's been 10 hours. She's the longest wait. She'll be next up. There's three people
going in. Did you see people going in the meantime, or were they just
So there were some people that came in the meantime, and we know that they got taken in. They though didn't go to ER beds. They went to trauma beds because a dude came in overdosing, and another dude got life flighted in while we were there. So those were beds that she wasn't going to be taking anyways. Once they got the overdosing dude out of trauma, they probably put him in one of the other ER beds that they were waiting to discharge people out of. This entire time there were like 3 or 4 people that were supposed to be discharged, but like they didn't have the staff even to complete those discharges for hours and hours and hours. So Caitlin's parents had a flight scheduled for Saturday morning. they were on the 8 a.m. flight out, which means I needed to take a car to the airport at 5 a.m. Caitlin, they couldn't figure out Uber. So Caitlin's in the hospital, and her parents are like, or her mom specifically, who's, I guess, she's always been a bit of a technophobe, but like it's become like, I think, seriously phobic, where like shit freaks her out now. And Caitlin's mom is like, call us. I'm like, we're dealing with shit. Can you not figure out a fucking app? Caitlin's like, just calm down. It's my parents. You know, they're in their 70s. They didn't grow up with this stuff. You just need to. I'm like, we didn't grow up with this stuff. She's like, well, yeah, but we were young adults when this stuff came out. They were in their 50s. Like, smartphones didn't exist until they were in their mid-50s. I'm like, okay, you're right. This is qualitatively different experience, life experiences you and I have. I should calm down. Caitlin was also a little pissed that her mom had kind of like offered, like, well, you know, maybe we'll move the flight or whatever. And, you know, I, trying to be generous host, had been like, no, it's okay. While secretly being like, that would be super fucking helpful until we're out of this crisis mode. But like, I recognize there's other shit that they have got commitments for back in California. Other plans that they've made, but I'm like, but your daughter's in the hospital. So in my heart of hearts, you know, my lips may say, no, it's fine. But in my heart, I'm like, if I were you, I'd fucking change that. And Caitlin was kind of the same way. She's like, oh, I'm trying not to be mad at my parents, but if it was Drew, I would have changed that flight the instant he went to the fucking hospital. Like, there would have been no question about that. I'm like, okay, let's not try to judge your parents according to our values, but I'm glad we have the same values. So at like 2:30 or 3 or something like that, Caitlin and I are finally having the conversation. Well, I mean, she'd been telling me for a while that I should just go, that I should go and I should get some sleep. And I was like, well, you know, like, what if the Uber doesn't show up? I've got to be at your parents' house so that I can drive them to the airport so they can get to the airport no matter what. Like, I don't want to trust a stranger with this. I said, and that right now, if I go to bed, you know, when it was like midnight or whatever, if I try to get up at like 4:30 in the morning, it is going to wreck me. I do not do well that like that. I've discussed this on the podcast before, but like, if I try to wake up with super early wake up time like that, it like my guts decide that something must be wrong and I must be sick. And like, I will spend an hour just shitting everything out, and it's horrible. And it always happens. Like, it wrecks my intestines to wake up that early.
Wrecks them guts.
Yeah. My guts
wrecks
are
in effects.
Yeah. They are not morning people, my intestines. Not in the slightest. They will punish me for that shit. So the weird thing is, I am way more functional. I can stay up for 36 hours and be more functional. But if I get an okay night's sleep, but then wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I am wrecked. So I figured it's safer for me just to be up and ready. Like, maybe to lay down, I can even, like, a power nap is okay. But just like laying down and relaxing for a little bit is okay. So it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, okay, I need to get to your parents' house with enough time to like use the bathroom, maybe like, you know, take like a fake shower just to splash some hot water on my face and then be ready for them at 5.
Pause. So because what's a fake shower?
A fake shower is not like, I'm not like really getting in there to like fully scrub stuff. And because I don't have a change of clothes, like dirty clothes are going to go right back on me, but I'm going to run like hot water over my face and like my head.
Okay. I pictured you just getting in the shower and being like, I'm totally showering, even though you haven't turned it on. Everything's getting clean.
Clean right now. Yeah.
Almost exactly the cosmic opposite of that. The shower's on. I am naked. I am in the shower, but I am making no claims about cleanliness.
Picture it, ladies. He's naked in the shower.
I'm naked and wet. So if you can't picture this, I am fat as fuck and I am white as Casper the Ghost. So think Ghostbusters, like Slimer, but like if Slimer were like a sheet of paper.
What if the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man took off that hat and little dicky thing that he's wearing?
Also, I am very hairy. Very hairy. in certain places and then bald in surprising others. People take a look at my forearms and they're like, fuck, that dude has got to be a hirsute. And then like, if my sleeve goes up and they see my upper arms, it's like, where the fuck did the hair go? It just stops. Like, people assume I've got like hairy shoulders and shit. Like, no, like it stops about mid upper arm and that's just it. That's where the hair goes to. I am very confusing to look at. Frightening even. I am surprised my wife has been able to look at me for this long. Like, I'm starting to think that maybe she's got some undiagnosed vision problems.
My wife!
Yeah. But anyway, speaking of my wife and not my whiteness, she had ordered the car on her phone. And turns out you can do an Uber reservation thing where it's like you can just set a time and someone will show up hours and hours and hours later, which was weird. I had no idea that they could do that now. I have no idea how long they've been able to do that. But because she did that on her phone, because we've been using her phone for Uber Eats through the whole pandemic, so she's got some status, we realize if something goes wrong, that dude's going to call her phone. So that phone needs to be where her parents are. So we switched phones for the day. And I left. And I drove to her parents' house. And I tried to sneak in, but her mom's a light sleeper. And their bedroom is in the front of the house. So she was immediately there. And I guess Drew left the bedroom door, even though he sleeps at the back of the house. He left his bedroom door open so that he could hear me. And he was up and immediately and came and gave me hugs. And they both asked how Caitlin was doing. And then I sent them both back to bed for another hour. And I went and just kind of laid in the dark for a while, and then got up. Thankfully, the Uber guy showed up. Between texts with her parents and texts and calls from her with status updates, they were very spaced out. Like, people were trying not to disrupt me, but just overall how shitty I felt and like how much I was worried about her. I managed to get about 2 hours of sleep to start my morning. And then I managed to sneak about another hour and a half in about 20 minute chunks over the course of the rest of the morning into mid afternoon.
I mean, because that is the most restful way to sleep in 20 minute chunks.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I cannot recommend it highly enough. Like, are you feeling like you've been hit with just a sack of emotional and physical bricks? Then sleep in just tiny chunks and then be woken up suddenly by a phone ringing over and over and over again. It's perfect.
Answer telephone.
Yep. So I didn't mute the phone because it's like if something's going wrong with her parents or something's going wrong with her or whatever, like I want to be woken up by these things. I did set do not disturb, but then those people are all on favorites on her phone, so they would still ring. And it was just like fucking luck of the draw where I would finally be like, okay, I've got my stomach settled. I'm feeling okay. I'm going to go lay down and try to get a nap. Drew's okay. He's just going to play the Spider-Man game for a while. Which is an actual game. He's not like trying to hang from the rafters of their house. It was just like fucking luck of the draw. I would fall asleep and, you know, 20, 30 minutes later, somebody would call. And it could have been hours since last time they called. And it's just like that was just how my Saturday went. So sometime around 6 in the morning, and the sharp-witted will do the math and realize that means 14 fucking hours later, there was an ER room finally available for my wife. They took her back. They got her set up in that room. Last night, sometime around, I want to say 9 or 10, they moved her from the ER room to an actual hospital room. So she's got a room that has a real bathroom inside of it. And she's been able to finally get some rest. But she was pretty much awake for 36 hours or 40-something hours straight between yesterday and the day before. Sorry, I say yesterday, and then I have to think about it. Like, was that yesterday or was that today? I don't know what day it is. So it's been a very, very confusing, very trying time. And it's definitely pneumonia, and it's definitely not COVID. But that also looks like she might have a bladder infection. And they are doing an MRI later today of her liver just to see if there's anything liver going on, because some shit showed up when they did the CT scan of her chest. They saw some, like, there was just a little peak of the liver. They're like, huh, the liver looks like a problem. So we have no idea how long it's going to be. I no longer have any family in the area. Drew's got to be back in school tomorrow. I've got to go back to work tomorrow. She could get discharged. Well, probably not now that they're doing the MRI and stuff. And also the fact that her O2 was low again this morning when they took her off oxygen. You know, can't send her home if she can't breathe. That's the whole reason that we took her in the first place. Yep. Those are the rules. Yeah.
Them's are the breaks.
Yep. So, the ER nurse who was doing like, the intake stuff, after we'd been there for 10 hours, and I'd been up a couple of times, I tried to make sure I wasn't going up too many times. Like I was waiting a while in between, and you know, like being real respectful, 'cause I recognize like the shit that they're going through. As I was about to leave, I let her know where Caitlin's current O2 canister was at in terms of pressure, 'cause she'd run one out previously. So she used an entire O2 canister and then another one, and then this one was half gone. So I just let the lady know to make sure that somebody checked up on her since I wasn't going to be there. And then I leaned in, and I think I texted you guys the same shitty joke, but I leaned in and I said, if you've got like any particularly annoying people who are anti-vax back there and you just need me to like wander around and like pull some plugs. And she laughed. I was like, oh, thank God you laughed. And she's like, you don't even know the way that we talk around here. Like, I'm like, I get my aunt was a nurse. I know the gallows humor. I get how you all roll. She's like, oh, okay. I'm like, good. I'm like, I kind of needed to make the joke because this is really frustrating. And she's like, yeah, you don't know the half of it. It's been 18 months like this. I'm like,
it's been 18 months of these anti-vaxxers fucking things up and making things worse all the time.
Yeah, I guess it's been, you know, a sliding 6 to 9 months of the anti-vaxxers being the problem. But yeah,
6 to 9 months of these motherfuckers want to slap them in the face with my dick.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you guys think back a couple of episodes where I'd said how bad the hospitals were around here because they were full of unvaccinated people with COVID. And I'd said, that is a clear and present danger to the health and safety of my family.
I remember that. I remember when you said it.
It sucks to be right, but I'm always fucking right. So I don't blame the hospital. I don't blame the nurses who couldn't take it and quit. I don't blame the staffing shortages that they have. I blame the people who mismanage this pandemic, and I blame the people who continue to mismanage their health. I blame the people who have decided that they know better than fucking science and have turned this into somehow some political thing, some big conspiracy thing, whatever the fuck it is. Because the hospital is literally full of their dying and dead bodies. And when my wife couldn't breathe because a cold turned into pneumonia on her, she had to sit in the waiting room for 14 hours, struggling with oxygen, just to get into a room where they could start to talk to her about what was going to happen. She had to wait 14 hours to start to get treated because of these selfish, stupid, willfully ignorant fucks. So when I said before that I am all out of empathy, I didn't realize I had not yet hit the bottom of the barrel of my empathy, but I have now scraped it raw. So I am done to literal death with these people now because of the shit that my wife has gone through and is going through right now. Because like she is still seeing signs that the hospital's stressed. Like they're forgetting to give her – longtime listeners will know my wife has a degenerative nerve disease that causes her – constant pain, constant issues with muscle spasms, painful muscle spasms, but also just nerve pain. Always. My wife has to take a baseline level of pain medication just to not be screaming in agony every moment of her life. And the hospital, overstressed as they are having issues getting her medication on time, her pain medication on time. So, yeah. And on top of all of this, I caught the same cold as her. So I'm going through all of this, you know, single dad, in-laws gone and everything. And I am sick, and I've been coughing to the point. I can still take deep breaths. I'm okay. I'm not like in any danger of being hospitalized myself. But I have been coughing so hard. I've almost vomited multiple times. And now my ribs ache. So like if I laugh or I turn too suddenly, I feel an almost crippling pain across my entire torso. So that's fun too.
So you're saying best week ever?
Best week ever. Yep. Oh, and while my wife was sitting in the ER lobby, there were two other ladies who were out there who also had to wait. Both of them spent hours, 6, 7, 8 hours vomiting. And like, they didn't eat anything, they didn't drink anything. I don't know where they were still coming up with vomit hours later, but they were. And there weren't rooms for these ladies either. I want to be really clear, like, yeah, being near somebody who's vomiting is gross and like it's unpleasant. I don't care about that. I care about the fact that like these ladies weren't getting treatment either. And these ladies definitely needed it. One of them started to feel a little bit better, and after having slept on a bench in the ER, realizing how many more hours it might be, decided to go home because she was going to be able to see just her actual doctor. The only reason she'd gone there was because she couldn't stop vomiting, and there were no other facilities available for her. So she spent all that time in the hospital lobby, not... not actually getting any treatment, just being in the lobby with a vomit bag waiting until she got to the point where it's like, hey, I think I can just go sleep in my own bed for a couple of hours and then go see my doctor. And there were multiple people who like after just like waiting as long as they had were like, you know what? Like whatever I've got, I'll just deal with it at home. 'Cause I can't be here anymore. And you know, seeing people making those decisions, I'm like, this isn't cool. This isn't how medicine should be. But I texted you guys about a TikTok lady who was from 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, you know, after Caitlin had been there for a little bit, lady arrived shortly after her, from 5 o'clock until sometime around midnight. I want to say the lady was watching, not on headphones, just watching at full volume on her phone or recording her own TikTok videos consistently for hours. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with how overused little snippets of music are on TikTok, but we certainly heard a lot of those snippets, including that fucking "Oh no, no, no" song.
Oh no.
Yep. That somebody sped up. Like, I already didn't really like it, but somebody sped that part up to sound like the fucking Chipmunks are having an existential crisis. And if I hear that song again, I'm going to open up somebody's head like it was a can of beans and drink whatever I find inside.
I don't know this song.
Oh my God. Well, consider yourself lucky. You don't want to know it. But there's that song, and then there's some song where it's like it's supposed to be a male and female part, but instead the dude does like an acoustic – he's doing like an acoustic solo thing of it, and then he does the female part like it's fucking Tiny Tim. And it's always on sappy animal videos, and if I hear that song again, I'm going to go postal and just like end humanity. These things have like fully gotten under my skin, and there's nothing like being in an already stressful situation in a crowded room full of sick people and having some selfish piece of shit play them over and over and over again, interspersed with people of different singing abilities singing a cappella in different styles, random snippets of opera and hip hop and other shit going on over there, and just constant like the inability to process the fact that there are other people around who may not want to hear that shit at full volume was astounding. But then it got worse. So I thought she was annoying and clueless. Then she went up and started yelling at the nurses about how long she had been waiting and throwing a fit about that shit and like threatening them and stuff. They sent security over to her and the security guy handed her a mask. And then like a three-year-old, the security guy turned around and she turned a hip-hop song full of – well, I can say one of the words that was in there. I can say – It was full of fucks, absolutely full of fucks. And then there was a lot of N-words, too, in this song, which, you know, like I'm definitely not going to police the song. I absolutely, you know, I listen to a lot of hip-hop as well. But I don't listen to hip-hop on full blast in a room full of other people. That's not super cool. So she cranked the thing up as soon as the guy's back was turned and then threw the mask that he gave her on the ground at her feet like a toddler throwing a tantrum. And then a nurse came over and she was close enough that I could hear him tell her that her tests had come back negative. They needed – there was some other stuff, some other treatment and something else that needed to happen, and then she could be discharged. And he said, but – the way that you have treated everyone around you and the stuff that you have said to the people up there, I will not reward that. You are not going to be up next. He says, at some point, he's like, you should be up next. But instead of doing the stuff that you need to do, we are going to take you, like, we are going to readmit you for a temporary psychiatric hold because you have been threatening people. So we have to assume that you are a threat to them and to yourself. So you are not going to be leaving soon. You are going to be put back on an involuntary hold while we monitor you. I was like, I don't know that I have ever seen choices and consequences so closely married to each other. And about 30 minutes later of this lady continuing to misbehave, oh shit, the TikTok and the throwing the mask and the threatening and stuff, that wasn't the only thing she did. I almost forgot because, I mean, there's a mountain of other shit that was way worse. They would come out and call people's names and she started raising her hand for every name as if she was going to trick them into taking her back and then be like, psych, I'm Judy.
No, her name was clearly Karen.
Yes, yes. So I told that story to my son, and all of these Karen behaviors. He goes, so wait, she was listening to hip hop? I was like, yeah. He's like, old ladies listen to hip hop? I was like, not typically, man. He goes, oh wait. He goes, okay, I'm picturing like she's like 60 or 70. I'm picturing she's got like house slippers on. She's like, she's an old lady. I'm picturing short hair. Like, in your head, is she an old white woman who's like just kind of like unkempt but has that Karen haircut? He's like, yeah, Karen. You're describing Karen. I'm like, no, dude. She was in her 30s and she was black. He's like, oh my God.
Wow.
Why is she being a Karen? He's like, wait, the song with all the N-words in it makes a lot more sense now. I'm yes. Like, it would have been so much less appropriate for a 60-something-year-old white woman to be listening to that song on full blast. He's like, yeah. Huh, okay. But I realized as I was telling that story, I was like, my son is prejudiced against Karens.
Aren't we all?
So, well, we had a little conversation about, I'm like, there isn't really such, I mean, Karen isn't a thing, but what it really is it's a certain subset of people who act badly because they're used to being able to get away with it. So that's privilege. That's what being a Karen is. It's an expression of privilege. Now, a certain subset of white women express that privilege in a very specific way for reasons of age and cultural background. Like there's – well, and the age is part of the cultural background. So it's a generational and cultural thing. I said, and that's why you had a picture of Karen in your mind. But I want to tell you, man, all of this stuff, acting badly like that because you think you're going to get away with it is typically it's either narcissism or borderline personality disorder or something like that, or it's an expression of privilege. So we had kind of an interesting conversation about that because of this lady and because of how he was picturing her in his head. So, in the meantime, Caitlin has heard several people around her code. She also, after I had left, got to watch a guy sit in the ER lobby waiting for a bed to open up. Well, he had seizures. Plural. So, yeah, that's how the last couple of days of my last 2 weeks have predominantly gone. Yeah, shit's grim out there. It really fucking sucks.
Speaking of really fucking sucks, Noah and I saw Venom.
Nice segue, Tim.
Now, did you like the first one?
Oh, I wasn't really a good. That wasn't really a review of the movie. I was just trying to make a stupid joke.
Okay,
I enjoyed the first one.
The reviews I've heard so far are: if you liked the first one, you'll like the second one because neither.
I agree with that.
Okay, yeah,
I was like Noah said pretty much the same thing to Jeff.
Okay, yeah, the reviews are neither of them are objectively good. I'm like, I will agree with that. The first Venom movie was not a great movie, but it was fun in a way that I appreciated.
I feel like they really leaned into the zaniness this time around.
Interesting.
I was on like a message board thing, and someone was like, "Yeah, last time I feel like it was just Tom Hardy bringing the zaniness, whereas this time everybody hopped on that train."
Every time I look at Woody Harrelson now, I'm like, "That was a guy from Cheers."
Yep.
Like, yes. He was the goofy guy from Cheers.
Yep. Yeah, he was the goofy Rube. He was the hillbilly bumpkin.
And he's tried very hard to lose that image in every other role he's played.
Yeah, well, I mean, he did Natural Born Killers, I think, to break it. Yeah, that was like that was pretty clearly like he had an opportunity to go vastly against type and was like, this is what I'm going to need in order to not play. Because the character name being Woody and his name being Woody, it would be kind of like if Brent Spiner's name was actually Data.
Is it not?
It is not.
Wait, what? Robert Goulet.
Oh, man. When we watched Data Lore and oh, no, it wasn't that. It was what was it? Is the first episode where Lore shows up, is that Data Lore?
Sure.
Okay.
So that's not right. Really, it's important to your story, is it?
Yeah, no. It's not. But, Tim, I'd have to be correct. I'm always fucking right. I said it earlier this very show.
You could just move on.
Yeah, I know. I could, but I can't. Emotionally, I can't.
That's unfortunate.
Anyways, the first episode with that, when Drew saw him, he's like, is that a second dude? I'm like, no, it's like whoever's not facing the camera is a stand-in. But Brent Spiner is playing both roles. And then when the credits come up and it says Lore played by Brent Spiner, he goes, why has he got a second credit? He already had a credit as Data. Why has he got a credit as Lore? I said, okay, actually, it's twin brothers. Their names are both spelled the same way. But Brent Spiner plays Data and Bren Spider plays Lore, and the T is silent in his pronunciation. So ever since then, every once in a while, Drew will bring that back up and Data will show up on screen and he'll be like, now, is this Brent Spiner or is this Bren?
You haven't disabused him of your stupid lie?
Dude, he got the joke. He has continued the joke.
Okay.
And it was a dumb fucking joke and it tickled him in a way that he brings it up from time to time.
A proud dad. Okay, I can support this.
I'm telling you, my kid kicks his feet.
Oh, good.
Oh my god. And my cat did something this week that Caitlin wanted me, or in the last 2 weeks, that Caitlin said, no, hang on, don't do it. Because she said, you got to remember this for Tancast. I was like, god damn it, if I tell the story on Tancast, Tim's going to play the song. And then I forgot what the story is, so I don't have to hear the song. Oh man. Memory loss for the win.
I kind of want to play it anyway.
I would appreciate it if you didn't. I don't think I can take it.
It's a new TikTok trend. That's funny. I don't recognize any of the songs you're talking about on TikTok.
I mean, I watch YouTube videos and they use a lot of those like meme-y like clips in like YouTube videos. So I've heard the oh no one a lot.
Yeah.
So the one I hear, Burger King has now adapted it for one of their commercials. It's like burn, burn, do, 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 burn, burn. Like there's no lyrics. It's just that. Do you hear a lot of that?
Oh, you like to dance. I like to dance or something like that. I think that's how that song goes.
Yeah. Oh, wait, is that the same song I'm singing?
I think so. Here, I'll find a clip. I don't know where my name is Giorgio comes from.
I don't know what the hell that is.
My name is Giorgio, but I go by George. I don't know. It's people doing.
Clearly, I mean, I can only take so much TikTok at a time of like people I'm not directly following. So
yeah,
I'll be like, I'll watch a little bit of it, and I'm like, oh, okay, I don't want this anymore. Like I've been trying to see if there, because I joined TikTok for the Christmas podcast. And I was like, oh, I wonder if there are trends that I can adapt and like parody them in a Christmas way so that I can hop on board the trend.
Maybe that's not it.
That doesn't sound
like
it.
No, it's a different one. Sorry.
Yeah, I think I know which song you're talking about, Tim. And I think it's been used in like action sequences in movies too. Because it's like, dun, 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 dun.
Wow. You can really dance.
Yeah. I feel like there was so much other shit. That's it.
I looked it up by looking up the Burger King commercial.
And that's not the song that I'm thinking of, but I'm realizing I do know that one too. And there's a lot of similarities between them.
There's one song that I didn't realize I'd been hearing tiny snippets of on TikTok that I finally heard like the whole song while Danelle and I were out at sushi. Mm-hmm. And I fucking love this shit.
Is it Hulu doesn't have like sports?
It is not that.
Okay. I mean, like, is it like that good?
It's better, I would say.
What?
I know.
Oh, that song's a banger.
I was like, you're not going to agree. I want to throw that out ahead of time. Get ahead of this. it's called Levitating by Dua Lipa.
Oh, yeah. I like that song a lot.
I love that song. I mean, the entire way to meet you and Jeff, I was listening to that song. And as soon as I dropped you off, I turned that song back on.
I want you, baby. My sugar boo.
I'm levitating.
Oh, she is hot.
This is also true.
She did a, you know, like that series Jimmy Colmo does where people come in, well, I don't know if he sets up, but like they come in his house and they wake up in the middle of the night. She did one of those and she was like wearing like little hot pants and a little t-shirt. And I was like, yes, that's how I would like to wake up.
You want to wear a hot pants and a little t-shirt? You can.
No, I want to wake up to Jimmy Kimmel and hot pants and a little t-shirt.
Yep. That's how I'd like to wake up.
Wait, you want Jimmy Kimmel and hot pants and a little t-shirt?
No, I'm just joking.
I was like, this is very confusing.
But yeah, I love that song. I'm levitating. My sugar boo.
I mean, I cannot tell you how many times I've listened to this song.
You do surprise me sometimes with the songs that you like. Like, every time I think I got you pegged, like, oh, I don't think Tim would be in this.
Well, I mean, it has a very 70s, early 80s vibe, but with a modern, you know, beat aesthetic, I guess. I don't know. I even listened to some music guy break down the chorus in terms of, like, what makes it work. I was like, yeah. I have no idea what you're saying, but I'm still listening.
Those sound like smart people words. Please say more of them to me.
My sugar boo.
Oh, guys. I remembered a story I'd wanted to share.
Oh, thank goodness. We haven't had a chance to hear you talk.
I know. So last November, when Drew's grandparents were planning to come out in December, I did everything I could, short of like buying from a scalper, because fuck those fucks, to get a PlayStation 5 so that I could get the Spider-Man game, because my father-in-law has loved Spider-Man since he was a kid. He grew up reading Spider-Man comics and watched the old Spider-Man cartoon, the one where the pointing at each other meme comes from, all that shit. So like we've watched all the Spider-Man movies, all the recent ones and the other ones with him. It's not like he's like, you know, obsessed with Spider-Man. It's just like Spider-Man was always his favorite comic book character. So he really enjoys that stuff. And I was like, oh, this will be great. Like Drew really loves video games. This will be a chance for him to show like a really good video game and maybe give his grandfather, you know, a chance to play this stuff. So I have been sitting with that that thing filed away in my office. We've played with the PlayStation for the last year, but for almost exactly a year, I've had that game just sitting in a bag. And they arrived, and I brought the PlayStation over, and we set it up, and Drew and his grandfather sat down, and he started playing the early tutorial stuff. And Drew like tried to grab the controller, and I was like, no, dude, these are the tutorial levels. Give your grandfather this so that he can play through it. He's like, no, he can just learn by watching me. I'm like, no, man, he doesn't play video games. That's not how this is going to work. Hand him the controller. I get you want to play this. I get you've been wanting to play this for a while. But you need to not be selfish right now. Give him the controller. Let him play. So he played for a while. He had some fun, like, trying to swing. I failed to anticipate the skill difference between the Nintendo generation, our generation, and somebody who did not grow up or, you know, in their early years trying to get their head wrapped around a modern controller in his 70s. It doesn't work.
I mean, fucking when I try and play Battlefront with Michael, I'm like, fucking Luke Skywalker just keeps looking at the snow. I fucking bad up, Luke Skywalker. I'm trying to run over here.
So you may have the y-axis on the wrong kind of inversion for you.
No, I'm just bad at moving both the person and their head separately.
Gotcha,
I'm
gotcha.
Like, look, I want to go west, but I can't be dealing with the head right now. I'm busy going west. Yeah.
So I'm just going to strafe run. I can't look what the direction I'm going.
Exactly.
That's too many things to do.
It is way too many things to do, and I don't like it.
Yeah. So in the web slinging in this game, there's kind of two options. One is you just hold down the R2 button, which will also like let you run up walls and let you like parkour over stuff on the ground. It's kind of the all-purpose run button, but it's the web sling button when you're up in the air. You either just have to let go of the R2 trigger and then hit it again to release a line and zip another line out, or you have to, while continuing to hold that down, just hit X at the end of your swings to jump off the end of the line and then it'll automatically send out, as long as R2 is still held down, it'll automatically send out another line for you to swing from. And getting either of those two rhythms down, either the thwip and release, or the hold down, jump, jump, jump kind of thing, he couldn't handle either of those. So he'd get on a line and then wind up kind of like Lancelot in Monty Python and the Holy Grail, just swinging in the middle of the room, slowly coming to a stop. And then, can someone give me a push? So he found it funny to run into walls for a while also having a hard time coordinating the direction versus the turning, as you did, Tim. He had some fun trying to figure out the web slinging. He was mostly just he spent, you know, a good 15 minutes laughing at himself about his inability to figure that stuff out. And then he was kind of done. And then Drew spent the rest of the week being like, hey, Pop, can we play Spider-Man? And he's like, oh, sure, you go play Spider-Man. I'll go do something else. And I kept having to tell Drew, I'm like, that is not you and Pop playing Spider-Man together. That is you playing Spider-Man while Pop does other shit. Turn Spider-Man off.
I thought you were going to say that, like, once your father-in-law started playing it, he started getting all, like, aggro about it. Like, yeah, what's up, bitch?
Nope.
I just schooled you.
Teabagging fools.
I was going to say some things that gamers normally say, but they are inappropriate. Yes.
No,
you got pwned.
Yes.
That wasn't one of them.
You're half black. You can say the gamer word.
I can't.
You can say half of it.
Not today.
Okay.
Today's not my day.
Oh. Sorry, only even days.
I could say the N-word on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and alternate Sundays. So today is not the day.
Okay.
That's stupid.
So, Andy, I want to play a little game with you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say a sentence, and I want you to complete it. Okay?
Okay.
It's a trap.
My favorite ice cream is the...
My favorite ice cream is, did you say the?
Yeah.
Nilla.
So you complete it.
Okay.
I love salt and then.
Ugger.
I watched a TikTok and the guy was like, wait, no, I can't say that. Okay. No, you're serious? I can't do that. It's a white guy. It made me laugh. That's all.
Oh, I thought you said Vin, so I just said Ugger.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. Oh. And I'm sitting here, you start laughing. I'm like, oh, I don't...
wait, did I do it wrong? I might do it wrong.
Yeah, you put the N in Vin. You
yes.
say start in Vin.
Vin. Yeah, there we go. I still chuckle, so that's all that matters.
Oh, I tried to get... Oh, what is that joke that you loved and you just ran it into the ground?
Oh, up dog? You use some up dog?
Yes, I used that on Michael.
Did you fall for it?
Yes, but he didn't find it funny.
I don't know if anyone really finds it funny. I mean, I think my roommates only found it funny as because it tickled me so much every time I would try to say it.
I think we were going through the airport, and he's like, well, we need to blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, and we need to get an up dog. And he's like, what's up, dog? I'm like, nothing. What's up with you, dog? And he's like, hey.
Did he just look at you?
Yeah. Oops. Oh, I didn't say.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck.
I didn't say. The 2 weeks we were off, the first week was because I was at my grandmother and my uncle's combined funeral, which I got to say, I don't really... Like, I understand it's hard to get everybody back for a second event, but like a combined funeral, somebody gets the short end of the stick. And I feel like my uncle especially did because he died like a year ago. So like people have processed more of their grief, as opposed to my grandmother who just died like a month ago. So a lot of that is more fresh. And so like the whatever, it's not important. Not like I or anybody else has the ability to turn back time or turn back grief or anything like that. It's just, it's kind of a bummer. That's all. But anyway, the most important story I'm going to tell you about that is on the flight out there. I was on my phone on Alaska, and they had like, you know, free movies you could watch. And I saw that one of them was Tenet. I was like, yes, I'm watching it this way just to piss off Chris Nolan. And the best part is the flight was too short. I didn't finish the movie on the way there. I had to watch it a second time on the way back. And let me tell you, it ended perfectly where I was like, I don't really get the hype of this movie. Like, it's a lot of – like, I'm not really invested in what's going on because, like, it was like all the setup had happened on the flight out there. And as soon as I started flying back, it really kicked in. I'm like, oh, now it's starting to pay off. So, yeah, I absolutely watched Tenet the worst possible way.
What I love is that your response to doing it that way is, take that.
Like, <I don't, laughs> suck it, Chris Nolan.
I don't think Christopher Nolan noticed, Tim.
Really?
Wait, what? No. He's listened to all the podcasts. He's like, I want you to have all the podcasts in the world and tell me anytime someone mentions Tenet and watching on a small screen.
Oh, don't worry. I Instagrammed and Facebooked about it with a screenshot of the Alaska menu and Tenet on it.
I feel the same way. I'm like, oh, this movie's kind of slow. I don't know if I'm into it. And then I'm like, oh, shit. All right, this just got good.
Yep. Yeah. And I was telling Noah about this, and he was like, he was telling me about like these videos that like break down like Easter eggs of things you didn't notice, but like a lot of them are, I went back and listened to an old Tancast where you guys were talking about Tenet, and now I can't remember if I'm misremembering that conversation as a conversation I had with you guys, or if I actually talked to Noah about this and I remember things he's saying.
We're getting old.
But, yeah, there's like a lot of these like, oh, these are things, details you missed in Tenet. And like some of them are like, oh, I kind of missed that. A lot of them are like, no, I saw that. That was happening on the screen and my eyes were pointed at it. So I was able to catch that, you stupid fool. And then other stuff is like, did you know that there's a truck in this scene? And also there was a truck in The Dark Knight. Like, yeah, trucks exist. I don't just not like it was the same one. Like,
okay. Like, he puts trucks in multiple movies. I don't know where you're going with this.
Did you notice Michael Caine was in this? And Michael Caine was also in every single other fucking Chris Nolan movie. I mean, yeah. And then
are you trying to make this the Caineverse? Are you saying that secretly he's the same human in all of these movies?
Well, then they branch into like these fan theories that I'm like, no, dude, no, stop it. Like, do you think that I just said his name? Michael Caine. Michael Caine is the same character as this other character in the movie, but now he's all grown up and old. And I'm like, no, nobody thinks that. You think that because you're bored and you have a YouTube channel that needs content. Stop it.
Yeah, I definitely had to watch. Like, I think we've all seen it, right?
We've all seen Tenet.
Yes.
I mean, I certainly have.
Yes. The part that confused me at the end when was that gate scene where they're on the different sides of the gate.
Uh-huh.
Towards the end. Mm-hmm. Like the time thing with that of like, wait, how did this work out? I had to think about that one for like a little while. Like, how did this happen? How did that get open? Like, I think for the most part, I got it.
Did you?
Oh, and then we hung out with Jeff. And you know what? Honestly, I don't even remember. I vaguely remember the code that Jeff was talking about. That's, I guess, part of the movie. But I'm like, I guess to me, that wasn't really the important part of the movie. Like, it was a thing, but it wasn't like...
The algorithm.
Yeah, the algorithm. I'm like, I mean, sure, I guess finding out the algorithm wasn't the point of the story, to me. It was just like, here's the thing to make this plot move forward.
Yeah. Well, as you said, it could have just been called the MacGuffin.
Yep.
It'd been funny if they did. Well, look, we got to get this MacGuffin. Has anyone ever done that in a movie? Just called the thing, like, called the character, like, Dr. Francis MacGuffin, and, like, whatever he invented is the thing they need to get. And they don't explain it. That'd be great.
I'm sure someone has.
Well, someone's done it in a mainstream movie, not some independent YouTube movie that I'm never going to see.
But those are the best movies.
You are mistaken.
Independent YouTubes.
I need dependent YouTubes.
Well, we should wrap this up because Tim's needs to get the fuck out of the house.
Yeah, that's right. I sure enough do.
Gotta get them kids out of Hawk.
Oh, yeah, I've been sun free all week. Oh, it's like the end of my vacation.
Side note, Andy, you'll be happy to know people don't just play their music loud for people to hear just in Georgia. They do it in San Francisco too.
Oh,
in the cars, yeah. On the bus.
Yep.
I'm like, have you heard of headphones? You know about these things, right? You put them in your ears. You listen to music on your own.
Wait, why would people have headphones on in their own cars?
And the bus.
You said in their cars.
In their cars,
they just blast it really loud. Like,
yeah. That's how you do it.
That's not how you do it.
That's how I do it. I guarantee you my neighborhood is heard levitating out my windows.
Not to the extent that I'm talking about, Tim.
You don't even know.
I doubt your minivan has the power to put out.
You don't even know what these speakers got.
I think I do. I've been in your minivan.
Haven't seen me juice it?
Yeah. I've seen you juice it.
You ain't seen me juice it.
I've seen you juice it.
Oh, no, you didn't.
You're like, I'm juicing it.
Oh, no, baby. I juiced the shit out of that motherfucker.
You're like, I'm oranging it up right now.
I got mangoes. You don't even know about.
Got some grape.
I throw some celery in there just to be crazy.
Oh, no.
That's
no.
Right. I'm crazy.
You piece of shit.
So I guess the moral of the story is I hope Caitlin feels better soon.
Thank you. Me
too.
She just texted me a moment ago. She's just had a respiratory therapist in, so she's got to do those fun breathing games where it's like trying to like lift a ping pong ball up to a specific height and like maintain it at that height. Yep.
I remember those.
Those are not fun.
Yep. Yeah. So Drew, well, they've gotten more advanced now. So like they've got some where like they hook it up to a computer. So like you're controlling a little thing on the computer. And Drew has been doing that for years at his pulmonologist. So some of them are actually now like real games that she's going to play that are just like the ones that Drew does.
Side note, when their phones were switched, I texted Andy to see how Caitlin was doing. And she texted back, "This is Caitlin." And I was like, "Did you take over his body or just his phone?" Turned out it was just his phone.
I'd
asked him for a real Freaky Friday scenario.
Yeah, she told me, excuse me, that she'd been texting with you guys and that you were being very sweet. And I said, "No, did you text them as you or as me?" And she's like, "I was tempted to respond as you for a little while, but then I thought about like that. It just seemed like too much of a violation." I'm like, Okay, I get that. Yeah.
She got to see all our dick pics. We like to share.
Yep. And that actually made, like, I went back and read your conversation. I was like, did she say anything about dick pics? Because that was a golden opportunity.
I got my dick gilded in gold.
Lovely.
Has a nice sheen to it.
Yep. All right, well, that's enough about Noah's dick.
Because
there's too much of Noah's dick.
What should you not trust? Don't trust refrigerator repair people, insurance companies. They'll fuck you over.
Oh, yeah. The story is ongoing. I hope to have a resolution Friday. We'll see. Not today, Tenet theatrical experience.
Also not today, Venom theatrical experience, or Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings theatrical experience, or really any theatrical experiences for Andy.
I was like, I saw all those things in the theater.
I know, because you're in a place where people have to be fucking vaccinated to go to the theater now.
Do they? I didn't have to show any proof when we went.
It depends on where you live. Like, for example, in San Francisco, you do. You have to show your vaccination card. But in Oakland, I think it's like more people can choose to do it or not do it. I went into like a place and I'm like, oh, you need some vaccine card? And like, nope. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, when we went to Redwood City, no one gave a shit.
Well, you're also in a place with higher than 50% vaccination rates, so. Revel
that's
in
right,
those times,
son.
Gentlemen. I'd say what I hate this week, but I literally just spent an hour talking about it.
He hates people who share TikTok videos too loud.
No, you know what? She was a weird little side note in the rest of it. My eye's still on the prize. The fact that my wife couldn't get the fucking medical help that she needed because these dipshits are in there dying slow and wasting everyone else's access.
Die faster, people.
You can hate lots of people at once, Andy. That's the beauty of hate.
Oh, I know, Tim. Tim, I regularly make use of that fact. But today, my hate laser has focused to a narrow point.
Hate is not finite, Andy.
It's the power of the sun.
You may fire your hate laser when ready.
The power of the sun focused on a dot the size of a period.
Some people are polyamorous with their love. Andy's polyamorous with his hate.
Well, it wouldn't be amorous. What is the word for hate that would be the equivalent of, what is that, Latin root? I don't know. You know what? We'll circle back to this another day. Bye!
Andy is polymisandrist.
We need to figure it out now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please! The important thing is, right now you can go to our Zazzle store, buy, and get these yard signs that look like tombstones that say, RIP, I did my own research. You can put them in your lawn for your Halloween decor.
Oh, beautiful.
And on the other side, it says, I trusted my immune system. And if you're like me, you'll get two, so both sides can be facing outward. I initially was just going to make one and order it, but I'm like, shit, I'll post that for sale. Two sizes available. So regular yard sign and gigantic one, so the people across the street can read that you think that they are morons. If the people across the street are morons, I don't know where your streets are.
Yeah, but yeah, like if you live on a corner, then you got the nice double edge. Or if you just want to turn it side on. So people coming up the street and down the street, they can each get a different message.
I thought about that. only after I'd already ordered two. I'm like, well, now I'm committed. I've ordered two. All right. Just had to make sure that plug was in there. And now we can stop recording.
Delicious.